You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Angels, of course, are always an interesting team to pay attention to for many, many reasons. And we have talked about a lot of those reasons being because of injuries. But now I want to talk about some of the good stuff going on with the Angels. I'm Allison Twitter, and I'm here with Alvin Gonzalez, who is following this team around from coast to coast. And okay, they're 17-22, Alvin, but I just want to talk about Mike Trout for a second. Because all I do is talk to you about the sad state of the rotation. So I'm not going to talk about that right now. I was kind of laughing because everyone was like, you know, the first couple weeks of the season when Trout was hitting not so well, I guess through April 19th, he was hitting about 220, and so everyone was starting to mumble about what's wrong with Mike Trout. And, of course, since then, he has been on a tear. He's gotten a hit in all but four games from April 20th until now. The 333 batting average in May. So I just kind of want to chuckle a little bit about how insignificant, like, early season games can be. Of course, it's the only thing that we have to talk about, right? Because it's the only games that have been played. But with a guy like Trout, why do we ever doubt him?
Yeah, I don't know why anybody did. That actually sounds really absurd to me. Not just because it's Mike Trout, but it's 24-year-old.
Exactly.
So it's not like he is beginning to enter into the late stages of his career, or he is more susceptible to injury, or he is wearing down. He is 24. I can't stress that enough. He's going to be good. He's going to continue to be good. And as the season prolongs, his numbers, barring some freak injury, his numbers will be the astronomical numbers that he always puts up, because he is really, really good, and because he continues to take steps forward, and because he's still so really, really young. And we're seeing it now. The question about the Angels is always, can they have enough talent around Mike Trout? But Mike Trout himself should never be a question, Allison. Last time I checked, Mike Trout's wins above replacement score was greater than the rest of his teammates combined. I'm not sure if that's still the case.
Wow.
But that is a testament to how good he is. And then, unfortunately, it's also a testament to how maybe the Angels aren't giving him as much help right now.
Yeah, I had to laugh because, of course, there was nothing really much to talk about in their recent loss against the Dodgers and Clayton Kershaw. Except that it ended a four-game winning streak, and they did what happens a lot when teams face Clayton Kershaw, which is they lose. So nothing much there, but it was highly entertaining to watch the video of Kershaw trying to go first to third on a base hit that was fielded by Trout, and that didn't go so well at third. And it just looked – I mean, Clayton Kershaw is an amazing pitcher and a wonderful athlete, but he did look a little out of his element trying to slide in third and avoid a tag.
I don't think he practices sliding much, which is probably for the Dodgers' best interest. But, yeah, that was about as awkward a slide as I've ever seen. He ended up just flat on his back, and his feet were just spread out apart in front of him. It's funny when we see the greatest athletes in the world kind of in a vulnerable position right there, and obviously that's a situation that Clayton Kershaw never runs into. Clayton Kershaw's never trying to go first to third on a base hit to center field. But he talked after the game about how it seemed like Mike Trout was playing a little deep, and he kind of, give him credit, he read the situation, right?
Yep.
He thought he would take a chance. There were less than two outs. Why not try it? It's funny because, you know, the Angels, they came in with a four-game winning streak, and they claimed Kershaw just dominated them all game. Mike Trout went 0-3. I mean, it wasn't a good night for them, but, you know, we asked Mike Trout about it, and he kind of managed to smile when talking about it, because I think if there's one thing in baseball that Mike Trout really gets joy out of, it's throwing guys out, because I feel like that's the only part of his game that really doesn't come easy to him. You know, everything else, hitting home runs, stealing bases, robbing home runs, all that stuff. I mean, he could do that in his sleep, it seems like. But when he came up to the major leagues, the only question that people had about him was kind of the strength of his arm. And that's the one thing that maybe some people felt kept him from being a true five-tool player. And it's one thing that Mike Trout has really, really worked on. he never had a great arm, but he was also a kid from the Northeast who was still young, and when you grow up in that area, you're not throwing year-round. So there's always upside with those guys once they get into a long toss program, once they develop, once they grow into their bodies. And, I mean, Mike Trout doesn't have an elite arm, but he has at least an average arm, and he's got, or maybe even an above-average arm. And it's gotten so much better since his rookie year in 2012 that now, not just Kershaw, but, you know, some of the best base runners in the game, they have to respect it. And, you know, center fielders aren't necessarily known for having great arms, but I think he has a better arm than the average center fielder now.
Yeah, and if he didn't, he would still be phenomenally better than most players in the major leagues. But, yeah, he's just so much fun to watch and such a nice guy. So I want to ask about Tim Lincecum. So I did like that you pointed this out. You're like, he still has to pass physical. When we hear that a player has signed with a team, it's always pending physical. It's kind of a throwaway comment because, you know, most guys do pass their physicals. But this could be something totally different. So we can't just discount that factor and just assume that this whole thing is done. But assuming that it will get done and he will pass the physical, I guess he needs some more time to get ready, right?
Yeah, he still needs plenty of time. I would guess that once they finalize this contract, if they finalize this contract, he'll probably report to the Angel Spring training facility in Arizona. And then from there, he would start getting into minor league rehab games. I was told that he probably needs like 3 to 4 weeks. I mean, this is a guy who, Allison, he hasn't pitched in a game environment since last June. He's coming off major hip surgery, which is the same hip surgery that that Alex Rodriguez had. And, you know, he's been working out all offseason, and there are reports that he's even thrown 90-pitch simulated games. But, you know, that progressing from there to actually being ready to face major league hitters and being ready to take the ball every fifth day, that's a big step. He's still going to need some time, but I still feel like this was kind of an ideal fit because it seems like Tim Lincecum just wants to be in a situation where he can take the ball every fifth day. I can give that. Are very determined today, Allison, to not talk about the Angels' injuries, but there are a lot of them, and they have opportunities for Tim Lincecum whenever he is ready. But it seems like they were one of the more aggressive fly ball pitchers, staying on the West Coast. I'm sure all of that appealed to him. And, you know, he impressed at a showcase in Scottsdale. Granted, you know, he only threw 40 pitches, and he had months to get ready for those 40 pitches. But he did touch 92. His breaking stuff did look pretty good. So it doesn't, you know, there's no risk for the Angels just give him a shot. I think one thing that this move does do is it kind of, in some weird way, I feel like it shows the guys in the clubhouse that, hey, look, they're still trying to win. Regardless of all the injuries that they've had and struggles that they've had on the field recently, the front office is trying to get guys with a pedigree, to try to win now. And I think that sends a positive message to a team.
Yeah, absolutely. It made perfect sense. Really, I mean, were there? I'm trying to remember. I mean, I know the Giants only had a bullpen spot open for him, but this was.
Yeah, and you know, Matt Cain and Jake Peavy have been pitching better lately. I mean, okay, eventually maybe I could crack that rotation, but there just wasn't much urgency there. It seemed like.
Yeah, no, this seems like a good fit for him, and he can get his career back on track. Hopefully, if you're pulling for him, which I am, and. It should be pretty interesting. So, okay. See, we mostly avoided the whole injury talk, so that makes me very happy.
This is a success, Allison.
Absolutely.
Can't be seen any other way.
Playing along. Thank you, Alden, and we'll talk to you next week about all the injuries.
Thanks, Allison.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.